You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It used to be easy for a law school to make money. You recruit a bunch of wannabe lawyers. They pay you a lot of money. And then 3 years and a lot of late nights in the law library, and the wannabes graduate and become lawyers. It was all working great until the recession hit American law firms. And now a lot of those wannabe lawyers want to be something else. So what is a law school to do? From Wilmington, Delaware, Avi Wolfman-Arendt has the story.
Hospitals can be noisy places, children's hospitals especially. But at St. Christopher's in North Philadelphia, there is one sound that cuts through the din. That's the clack of Cheryl Kettinger's heels as she makes her rounds.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we hear footsteps.
Yeah. I hear that people always say to me, I hear you coming because of my walking.
Doctors and nurses may prefer flats and clogs, but Kettinger isn't a doctor or a nurse. She's a law school graduate. She's also not a lawyer. Her area is compliance. Basically, she helps interpret medical law and create company guidelines so people don't break those laws.
My whole goal is to, you know, find a way to do things the right way.
Before she landed her current gig, Kettinger got her Master's of Jurisprudence, or MJ, in health law at Widener University's Delaware Law School just outside Wilmington. There she met a whole host of people like her, people who worked with the law but weren't lawyers.
I had OR nurses in my class. You had people in the pharmaceutical industry, you had social workers. So it gave me a broader base of classmates.
That broad base of classmates, those are the people Delaware Law is betting its future on. Dean Rod Smola says close to a third of the school students are in non-JD programs.
And I could easily imagine it going bigger. I could imagine it being in half of what we do.
Most of Delaware Law's new programs are for people in higher ed, healthcare, or finance. It's law school for non-lawyers.
That's a whole new thing for law schools. And it's good for us in terms of expanding our revenue streams and diversifying our portfolio.
And Delaware Law needs to diversify. Enrollment in its traditional JD program has fallen by almost 50% since 2011. Smola doesn't think those folks are ever coming back.
I would be delighted if it just held very steady and stable indefinitely. In contrast, where there's real entrepreneurial growth is on the non-JD programs.
Delaware Law's MJ degrees cost about $30,000 apiece, take 1 or 2 years to complete, and are taught totally online. And more law schools around the country rely on these non-JD programs. Nationwide, non-JD enrollment at law schools spiked 45% between 2007 and 2013, according to Law School Transparency, a watchdog group that monitors legal education. But is that a good thing?
We are in a period of innovation right now, and anytime you're in a period of innovation, you're concerned about the type of quality that's being produced.
Kyle McEntee is executive director of Law School Transparency, and he worries schools like Delaware Law are simply creating new degrees as a cash grab, not because people actually need them.
And so I think there's a deep skepticism about the value of these programs.
Cheryl Kettinger has faced that skepticism head on. She recalls one moment in a recent job interview when someone noticed that MJ on her resume.
He said, "You don't want to know what I have to say about this."
But she still got the job, and she still argues with her now coworker about the value of that MJ degree. And that's not totally surprising. After all, she said, he is an attorney. In Wilmington, Delaware, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt for Marketplace.